OSI, the Air Force, and CIA, and everyone had to report in through me before they could run operations up there. Well, needless to say, CIA didn't take lightly of that. But
yeah, I'm sure. Did they report in like they were supposed to?
Well, they're used to being the top dog, of course, mm-hmm. but as long as General MacArthur was in charge out there, why, he pulled the strings and he told them what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they did. They, and a matter of fact, I got a nice letter of commendation from the Chief of Operations for CIA out there.
That's neat.
It was funny. They called me the sheriff. And so the chief of operations at CIA called over to my headquarters and someone was, "Hey, what's the sheriff's name?" The colonel said, "Lord, I don't know. That's all I've ever." Anyway, he did, and this man, the chief of operations for CIA later, was the chief of staff, major general, and chief of staff in Korea. And he's the one that Johnny Sincloud, who got fired by Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm. Mistakes were made. Well, so now some of these, I don't know if you need to get the door.
Yeah,
okay.
Stop.
Okay. Some of these questions are to see what, you know, words you use for various things. So they sound kind of awkward, but it's sort of like $20,000 pyramid.
Oh, all right.
when kids are brought up by their parents, you could say their parents brought them up or they did what? They something them.
Raised them?
Mm-hmm, that works. If your features resemble your father's, how would you, if you looked similar to your father, how would you say, what was your relationship to your father, if you look like your father?
I don't quite follow you, but
you could say you something your father.
Respect, something like that.
Well, some people have a word like, well, some people say resemble.
Oh, I see. If they, okay.
But there's other words for it. Would you use resemble or some other?
Looks like. Reminds me of.
Okay.
Something along that line.
When a woman's ready to have her baby, she goes to the
hospital.
And if she didn't go to the hospital, and a woman would come to the house and help with the birth.
Midwife.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard the term granny woman?
Yeah, but not frequently. Incidentally, I was born in a house.
Oh, uh-huh.
Here.
Seems like most people were, but the doctor would come instead of a midwife.
Well, yeah. Of course, Dad was a doctor, but at the time, there was a real bad flu epidemic, and people were dying like flies around here.
My goodness.
So he wouldn't take Mother to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And so Dad, and he had Dr. Davis, who was his daughter, is a good friend of mine, Anna Jill Thompson. And I guess a couple of nurses. And I was born on Wheeling Street.
Mm-hmm. Where's Wheeling Street?
It's on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
It's off of Piedras. Okay. Crosses Piedras and